This is Gideon Grin of Missoula, Montana, making a tape recording for you at our home at 607 West Sussex on this, the 25th day of April, 1957. Hello, Fred and Violet and family, and hello to Rones, Ed, Johnny, Porky's, Lydia, and folks. First of all, I'd like to thank you very, very much for your efforts in sending us this tape. And we certainly enjoyed every minute of it. We've played it and replayed it, and we really enjoyed it. And we hope that if, when you receive our tape recording, that you too will enjoy it. A special thanks to you, Fred and Vi. We certainly enjoyed hearing all the children with their greetings as well as with the numbers which they played. We are glad to hear that all of you are in good health and are able to keep the wolf from your front doors. I am still working, and I might say to Mother and Dad that I am getting $2.07 an hour right now. And in September, we're going to get another nickel raise. It isn't very much, but I guess it'll have to do. There are some jobs which do pay more around here, but then some of them are only during the summer months or seasonal work. While there are a few which are year-round and do pay more, but I'm just not the kind to go from one job to the other. So I'll try to stick this out as long as I can. And as long as we can make a living, I guess that's all that counts. Tonight, I had some more dirt hauled in to fill in what was lacking in our backyard. I don't know when we'll get the yard finished, but we hope that we will be able to do it sometime this summer. I see by your recording that you gave your house another coat of paint. Well, Fred, we were just thinking to ourselves, we wonder how many square feet you still have left after having given it a coat practically once or twice a year. That isn't very funny, is it, Fred? We should give our house a coat of paint this coming year, but I guess we'll have to try to get along the way it is for at least one more year. Now, we sure are disappointed to hear that you're going east for your vacation, Fred. We thought that you had perhaps come out here and visit with us for a while. But if we won't be able to see you this, if you go east, we might not come home at all this year. We don't know us yet. Perhaps we'll be able to come later on in the year.
This is Dean. Hello, everybody. I am 11 years old and in the sixth grade. I played on the Kiwanis team this year. I was certainly glad to hear the children's voices. Bye, everybody. This is Merle. Hello, everybody. I am 8 years old and in the third grade. Oh, yes, Arlo. I do play marbles, and I also play baseball and basketball. Hello, grandmother and grandfather. I hope you can come out and this summer and visit us. Goodbye now.
Dean and Merle are going to sing a duet at this time.
One door and only one, and yet it tries the two. Inside and outside, and which side are you? one door and only one, and yet it tries to two. I'm on the inside, on which side are you?
Buddy, this is Gloria speaking. How is everybody? Hope fine. It was certainly nice to hear everyone's voice. We enjoyed every bit of it. Ida, you're doing a good job of teaching piano. Sounds like your pupils are doing real fine. I'm still working in the beauty shop. I like it quite well, but the hours are long, so I might not work in the summertime. We got all of the topsoil in the backyard now that we need, so now we'll put out the lawn and garden, and then after that I'll have to start cleaning house. Last Sunday on Easter Day we had a full day. We had a breakfast and sunrise service at the Palace Hotel. There were 44 young people out.